Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
And welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here on our flagship radio station in Tampa, Florida. And I just want to thank all the great radio stations that are playing the program across the country as well as around the world on the internet and satellite. And we're very happy and pleased to be up there with so many people over across the pond that can hear us, including our good friend Maria in Germany. I heard from her earlier today before I went down to Bradenton for our Have Lunch with the Captain event, which went very well. Thanks to everybody that showed up. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And let's not forget all those truckers, those over-the-road truckers out there getting the job done coast-to-coast, border-to-border either. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and take advantage of some of the things we have over there. Okay, joining us right now from California, IA, and I think he's still high and dry where he's at out there. We've got the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Told you. Told you. They were standing out there waiting to do that. All right. See you guys. Yep, they were standing out there waiting to do that. So there you go, your fan club.
They are loyal.
Yeah, exactly. And I told them that you would say thank you, and they probably, for all I know, they heard you because they could literally hear us out the window here. Okay, now, you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, we're going to get to Dr. Fauci. There's more damning evidence coming out there about his involvement and the involvement of his company that he was involved with, and former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has chimed in. But first, we need to talk about what Biden proposed yesterday. He proposed a minimum 15% corporate tax for those who currently pay nothing, and not raising the corporate tax and leaving things the way they were, and lowering his infrastructure bill down now to $1 trillion.
Well, that's exactly right. And, of course, this comes on the heels of the initial ask by the Biden administration of, I think, of the 28% corporate tax rate. And I think, Captain, they're finding that nothing like that is going to pass at all, and they're having to amend it. But they are trying to hold the line on the $1 trillion worth of spending being described by one White House official, I believe, or administration official, that the president, you know, he's got this hard line for that, basically. He's not going to back off on that kind of thing. I guess it does beg the question, if you could get the same amount of stuff for $700 million, would he do it? Or does he just want some kind of, you know, this round number he can throw out there? But at any rate, there was some movement in these negotiations, it looks like.
Yeah, and by the way, the statement is out there again. Where's Hunter, as in Hunter Biden? How about where's Mo Brooks? Maybe they're together.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
They can't find Mo Brooks, so there you go. And hello, LJ. Hope you're doing well up there, and I hope the weather's warm enough for you, because it sure is down here. And there you go. Now, the other thing is labor costs are soaring twice as fast as what was previously thought, because of not being able to get employees in certain areas has forced some of the employers that can't go automated to jack their pay wages up. So we're already seeing jobs that were paying $7, $8, $9, $10 an hour up to $12, $13, $14, $15 an hour, and in some cases even higher.
Well, that's exactly right. I've seen the signs myself, and that's definitely happening out there in terms of people trying to get people to come even interview for a job. But that, of course, means at these higher levels of wages for some of these jobs that may be even considered entry level. Well, that's going to, of course, increase the cost to the customer as well.
And jobless claims hit the post-pandemic low this past week, which was a big surprise.
Well, that's right. That's right. Since the first time the pandemic began, unemployment claims have gone below 400,000.
Well, a lot of states have done away with the $300 extra unemployment money, so now people are either going back to work or they've gone back to work.
That's true. And how they go back to work now, of course, is also going to be a big question, especially for office workers. They're going to be pretty much the last group, it would seem, to go back to a normal, quote-unquote, work environment. But you're still going to find, though, that a lot of people may be working remotely or at least have a hybrid of that, perhaps very different than it was pre-pandemic.
All right. Well, now we'll get into Dr. Fauci. We'll start it off before we have to take the break, and then we'll get into some extensive conversation about him. Tucker Carlson on his show has now put out there, for the record, a criminal investigation needs to be started on Dr. Fauci right away.
Well, Tucker has been very, very good at chronicling, shall we say, the lies of Dr. Fauci, the untruths, the misdirections of Dr. Fauci early on, and his different contradictory statements. So, yes.
Misdirection, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Captain's going to give you the phone number. If you'd like to opine, we'd be more than happy to hear from you. So here we go, and we'll be right back in about 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All of that.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Professor of Politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
I think I will take it away. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by Relief Factor. That's Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son team that put this great project together. I heard from half a dozen, or maybe it was seven or eight folks down there at Mixon's yesterday. Several of them were employees at Mixon's Fruit Farm, and they said they were taking a Relief Factor, and they thanked me for talking about it on the radio, because they said, you tell the people it works, because these people were having problems and issues, and the problems that they were having were over with because of the fact that what Relief Factor does. Now, first of all, it's all natural, no narcotics in this, and the ingredients in it, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 help to support the body's natural response to inflammation. So it will lower or even eliminate pain associated with the problems that you're having by going right straight to the source. And this is important. And it does it in a timely manner, because sometimes you can be out of pain quicker than you got into it, it seems like. Now, it's 100% botanical and fish oil product, and it supports a healthy response to inflammation, also decreases discomfort, comes in convenient individual packets, and don't forget, it supports healthy joints and muscles, too. It only costs $19.95 for the three-week quick start, $19.95, and that gets it all going. And don't forget, you go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and that's how you get started. Relief Factor. Give it a try. Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics, is back. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, not to be outdone, little Dr. Fauci, I believe there will be a criminal investigation. It's just not going to come fast enough, I don't think, but I believe there'll be one. What do you think?
Well, what we're hearing in these emails, what we're seeing in these emails is, well, to say the least, very interesting. The different statements that Dr. Fauci has made over time, now couple that with the idea that, you know, the very notion of looking into what happened at the Wuhan Virology Institute was somehow a no-no, especially for the U.S. State Department and others. The NIH funding, there was an interview, I think it was yesterday, on Fox News. Martha McCallum did a great job of talking with Mr. Collins from the NIH, if I recall correctly. He got very indignant when being asked about, you know, look, you know, what happened there? What was funded and how did all this go down? He got very indignant, which was a tell for me, Captain. I think that they don't want this talked about. They want to sweep this under the rug as fast as possible. And so as more of this comes out, all eyes are going to start to level on Fauci because he is the grand poobah, as it were, of the NIH.
Well, they are not going to be able to sweep this under the rug because on top of everything else, Laura Ingraham last night had Mike Pompeo, former Secretary of State, on, who I believe is a very honest and trustworthy individual. What do you think?
Mike Pompeo is the real deal. He's a quality guy, yeah.
And he told Laura Ingraham that the NIH employees tried to suppress the State Department virus probe, plain and simple.
Exactly. Coming forward, talking about what they can talk about. But again, yes, this is very concerning because, in fact, it was put in this vernacular, right? Don't open up this can of worms, basically. Mm-hmm. And that would start to show where there was research and funding for research and what was coming back to the United States, for example. Yeah, they didn't want any of that talked about because now there was the pandemic, right? It got out of China and it was going all over the world, but now this was a thing against Trump. And when President Trump talked about, well, what happened in China, well, he was completely dismissed as being a conspiracy theorist and so on and so forth. But now that doesn't seem so conspiracy theory, does it? It's actually, we're finding out more and more facts about this, and it's all coming out.
Well, here's three little things right here before I mention item number four. House Republicans are now demanding information from the White House about funding for the Wuhan lab, gain-of-function research, which, again, came from the NIH. They gave them $600 million.
Right. And Senator Rand Paul the other day, talking with Dr. Fauci, you know, was trying to get to the bottom of this and basically brought out the idea that, you know, if it's not on their website, talking about whatever research was done, you know, we can't know for sure whatever happened to that money or what the Chinese government might have done with it. I mean, you know, to just sort of laugh all that off as completely, you know, impossible is impractical and wrong-headed. Mm-hmm. We have to be able to know for sure what happened. How did this thing happen?
And then we had another report which came by way of Fox, which has been carried on other networks as well, not CNN, not MSNBC, not CBS or ABC, but State Department leaders were warned not to pursue the COVID origin probe, according to officials that used to work at the State Department.
Well, exactly right. They were talking about don't open up the Pandora's box. You know, and the whole idea that there was a lab leak was somehow to be rejected out of hand completely. And that's why even the early on explanations of, well, there was a bat that got caught or eaten at a wet market in Wuhan somewhere, and this caused this whole thing, just didn't seem to be for real. And then when you put all that together with the complexity of the coronavirus, or commonly known as COVID-19 now, and the fact that how it behaved and what it did and what structure was and so forth, well, it's obvious that this was the result of research. I'm not a scientist, but that sounds pretty right, you know?
Well, and then a little Dr. Fauci stressed keeping an open mind on the coronavirus origin amid scrutiny over the lab leak theory. And, he's trying to circle back. He's pulling a Jen Psaki on us trying to change the narrative, and it's just not going to work.
Well, no, it's not, because the lab leak theory would have obviously, and this gets into the politics of it. The lab leak theory would have bolstered Donald Trump's position and his ability to lead the American people through this. Mm-hmm. If you went on with this was a naturally occurring thing, and President Trump doesn't want you to wear a mask, he's not listening to us, and on it would go. It just was much easier to target Trump as being, you know, this sort of factor that's holding everybody back. And that's why when Fauci crossed over into the Biden administration, he sort of hailed as the one person who was speaking truth in the Trump administration and these kinds of things, and it kept that narrative going.
And finally, Rand Paul called Little Dr. Fauci's book a work of science fiction, as the online stores that were beginning to sell it have removed it from their online stores.
Yeah, this is quite interesting. One possible explanation that's being put out there is, well, it wasn't ready, you know, or it's not supposed to be published yet because the documentary isn't out or something like that. But here's the thing. I think a greater possibility is they're starting to say, wait a minute, this something's coming down with all this. We don't want to be involved. And he's not supposed to get any money or royalties from this, by the way. But it's just another step of sort of deifying Fauci and making him into some kind of superhero. But he's not really the superhero in this, is he?
Well, he doesn't have the cape.
That's right. Yeah, but in other words, the way that Fauci was elevated, here's an unelected, you know, government staff member, basically, for lack of a better term, elevated to being able to make policy, to be able to make pronouncements about how businesses can run and all these kinds of things. And we were all supposed to just sort of listen to it without any criticism whatsoever.
Yeah, and Eric is talking about Tucker had a virologist, young gal, on his program last night. She has already testified at least once or twice in front of Congress, in front of the Senate, in front of the House. So I don't know why he brought her back, because her story is very widely known out there. She got that out there early and often, remember?
Oh, yes, I do.
Yeah.
I do.
I'm trying to see if I got her name here amongst all of this, but I don't think I do. But anyway, it doesn't matter. But the one that Eric was just referring to there, she was already, I'd say a good 1 or 2 months ago, she got the story out there about this.
Mm-hmm. Oh, exactly right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right, well, hold that thought, folks. And when we come back, half of the voters in the GOP believe that the GOP is not conservative enough. Uh-huh. Maybe that's why they're asking me to speak here in another week or so. All right. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch motors along.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden is heading off to London next week to meet with the Queen during his G7 trip.
President Biden will meet with Queen Elizabeth II during an upcoming visit to the UK. Buckingham Palace announcing the meeting Thursday, saying it will take place while Biden is in the country for a meeting of the leaders of the Group of Seven. The summit, taking place June 11th through the 13th, will be the first face-to-face meeting for the leaders of the U.S., U.K., Canada, France, Germany, Italy, and Japan in more than 2 years. The trip, which includes a planned summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Switzerland, will be Biden's first overseas trip since taking office. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Crews searching a cemetery in Tulsa, Oklahoma for victims of the 1921 race massacre say they found 5 more coffins. That makes 20 bodies found in a massive grave. The state archaeologist says 30 more bodies could still be there. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
All right.
Take it away, Captain.
And the kids wanted to get in there and thank all the veterans for their service, so I don't mind them doing that. But this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at MyPillow, namely Mike Lindell. And, you know, I'm very honored to be able to tell you about MyPillow, because Mike Lindell's story is one that needs to be told, and it needs to be told honestly. And I had a long chat with him, and I told him, you know, when he told me that he'd been listening to me for quite a while, which was indeed flattering, because I had no idea. You never know who's listening, as they say out there in radio land. But he'd been listening to me, and I said, you know, I felt bad about having to disagree with you with your way of the way you went about doing things, but you had to know that they were going to try to discredit you when you came up with all the information you had. Now, it doesn't look so discreditable, number one. And number two, you and I both know that they can't do anything about it except change the laws. And he goes, yep, that's where we got to go. So you're going to see and you're going to hear Mike Lindell out around the country on some of these rallies that not only the president is going to have, but General Flynn is going to be out and about. I think there's one coming up in Tampa. It's like a 2-day event, January 17th, 18th, 19th. With General Flynn, Mike Lindell, and some other names. I think that's when it is. You'll be hearing about it as I find out more about it myself. But MyPillow is the company that he runs, and his website is MyPillow.com. And he's got a lot of things there that you wouldn't expect
him to have. Because, again, he was had his products in Bed Bath & Beyond and some big box stores and all that. And when the products came out of the stores, what did he do? Well, he put them in the catalog and put them up for sale. But you can get some tremendous deep discounts on the products by using the product code CAPTAIN. The product code CAPTAIN. All you have to do is go to the website MyPillow.com, take a look at what's there, use the product code CAPTAIN, and you're in like Flynn. By the way, if you want to give them a call, 800-641-5459, 800-641-5459, product code CAPTAIN. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, half of the Republicans out there, and by the way, I should point out, most voters in both major parties believe their ideological views are moving away from party leaders, but the view is more pronounced amongst the Republican leaders and voters who believe that just 28% of likely Republican voters believe the attitudes of GOP voters remain about the same as those of the party leaders, while 50% say Republican voters are becoming more conservative than the GOP leadership. Meanwhile, some 15% think the voters are becoming more liberal.
Yes, very, very interesting. Well, of course, especially for the Republican Party, the idea of conservatism and to some degree, Trumpism, as it were, as we saw over the 4 years of Donald Trump, have become much more important because we were shown a practical guide, basically, as to what these conservative principles and, as I said, to some extent, the idea of Trumpism allowed the economy to take off, allowed more opportunity, especially in minority communities and so forth, that really helped America to take off. And so I think most Republican voters are going to be looking for leadership that's going to embrace that, that's going to subscribe to that, that's going to trumpet that. And if that's not the case, then they may be shown the door at the ballot box.
Now, something else is going on here, and the Democrats are doing it too, but the Republicans have just put it out there for the world to know. A Republican study committee has been very busy as they're trying to develop the consensus conservative agenda for the future of the Republican Party. And that agenda is, in fact, the Trump agenda, Make America Great Again.
Well, right, exactly right. And that goes exactly what we're talking about. Because, again, it's like the proof's in the pudding. People got a real clear opportunity to see what you could do given the right set of circumstances. And then after Trump left office and here comes Biden, now they see again a very clear demonstration of what will happen when the tax breaks go away, when the spending increases, when the inflation increases, when the weakness on foreign policy is rampant. It goes on. And suddenly people find themselves in a very, very different world. And that's why I think it's so important that clear choices like Reagan versus Carter, it's that level of choice that we have now.
Let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
How can you have an America First agenda that works so well, and now you're being told the America First agenda didn't work at all because it was racist? How can that be?
Well, because it's not. It's because they've chosen that now as the attack point, basically. And if they simply focus their forces on every single time you say, well, we need lower taxes. Well, that's racist. Well, we want to make sure we have law and order. Well, that's racist too. And on it goes. And so they've happened onto that now, in order to make people, shy away and shut up and not say anything. But in reality, it's because these policies work so well for all Americans overall that they want to attack it. But you know, Captain, you've got some of these, I guess for lack of a better expression, people call them rhinos, right? But that's because they have a policy of going along to get along with either the Democrat Party or the left, and that doesn't get them really anywhere.
It's never worked before. Never. Because they want a little more, then they want a little more, then they want a little more. You have an agenda, you stick to it. Let them come to you and say, well, what can we do to try to be a little bit closer? She said, well, first of all, America is our priority. How about you? And,
right.
make them subscribe to that. We believe in the American flag. We're not going to be hanging Black Lives Matter flags up on our embassies. We're going to hang an American flag, long, tall, and proud. We might even hang a POW/MIA flag down below it. Guess what? Might even hang a state flag down below it if an embassy happens to be in a state, this particular state. But the American flag will fly higher than any other flag that's there forever.
Right, exactly. And the American flag in and of itself should encompass the idea of moving towards a better society, a more perfect union, and all these different things. That's wrapped up in the American flag. It's when you start saying the flag is divisive, I'm going to kneel down when they play the anthem. Yeah. The flag's, that's when you really start creating major problems.
Well, here's one for you. This particular committee, this Republican Study Committee, is actually going to sit down and meet with former President Donald Trump on the 10th of June. They're going to bring the whole committee over. They're going to talk to them with the whole purpose of bringing the Republican Party into the fold of the Trump agenda. Now, I'm sure Liz Cheney's going to be pulling her hair out, and some of these other people that went off on their own and did whatever. But the deal is if you want to be in the United States of America, we'll respect you, but we won't respect your opinion because it isn't going to work.
Well, no, it's not. And I think, actually, every single time that you have African-American folks or you have any other ethnic group or minority group that begins to subscribe to the ideas of conservatism, well, they get vilified, too. So, see, it's about power. It's not about empowering people on the left. It's about wielding power over them. And they've used this whole thing of racism, America is irredeemably lost, and these kinds of things in order to simply garner more political power. And so really what needs to be set free are the American people in terms of their ability to avail themselves of opportunities in the land. And people are like that. Across the highways and byways, Captain, I'll just say this briefly, the American people are tolerant, they're loving, they love their fellow man, they love their neighbor. They want everybody to succeed because everybody has the opportunity. It's those on the left that want to make sure everybody stays in their lane and you're over here, you can like this, but you can't like that, and it's ridiculous.
And Mike Pence, by the way, was in New Hampshire, I believe, last night to give a speech, and all the rumors were being brought forth about, well, it's the first state in the country to have a primary. Look at this. He's here and they're politicking already. I don't think so. I don't think Pence is going to get involved in all this.
I would highly doubt it that he would go out and run for president at this point. I just don't know that he's interested in that. He's a good man and everything, but I don't think he's going to want to go get into that frame.
No, he might run for senator or even Congress again.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, hold that thought. Folks, we're going to be right back with the Truckers High Wind Bible Report. Take a look at the weather that's out there tonight, and yep, we got some of that weather again. So we're going to get into it, and don't go anywhere because the Captain's America Third Watch is coming right back. But take us to break, Kathy.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pound de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. We appreciate you very much doing that for us. And, of course, the pilot and Flying J bring you the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, which we'll get right into after we tell you that we're gonna rock. We're going to go back a few years here, and this, again, was a song that was requested tonight by the group that I was with this afternoon. I told them I'd play it, so here it comes. my goodness. A little Deep Purple, Kyle. How long has that been around?
Well, Captain, that goes back to 1972 from their album Machine Head. And, of course, it's classic. You can't get better than that.
No, and I mean to tell you, that was back in the day, and I remember them very well. We're going to play, it's going to be a Deep Purple night tonight, if you will. But really, classic entertainment. And, of course, we've got to mention the weather and all that good stuff and get going here. So here we go. I'm going to read a statement. Now, again, sounds like a broken record. Severe thunderstorms are likely today across portions of the Northeast and Middle Atlantic. These storms will mainly produce damaging winds, but hail and a tornado or two are also possible. Meanwhile, a pronounced heat ridge with potential record high temperatures will continue out west before gradually shifting towards the upper Midwest over the next 2 days. And we've already got some very warm temperatures headed towards Minneapolis and over into Duluth and over into the upper peninsula of Michigan and so on. But, Kyle, what's going on out west?
Well, Captain, up in the northeast corner of Montana, we do have a fire weather warning, but it's talking about dry thunderstorms expected to ignite dry fuels late Friday afternoon, accompanying with a big wind gust. And that could help to spread fires. So they've got some pretty big issues there. Hopefully nothing will come of that, but that's what's happening there. Also in central Washington State, all the way down through central Oregon, all the way down to the California border, we've got also what's being termed a fire weather warning, but that's because you've got dry conditions. You've also got gusty winds and very low humidity. But those gusty winds, of course, can impact you driving out there on the highways, especially if you have a high-profile vehicle. Then we shift to the heat. Now, that's going to be out in the high California desert along the Interstate 15, Barstow through Baker. It goes a little bit north of that up into Ridgecrest. But, of course, as we head over to Las Vegas on the 15 Interstate, Captain, is going to be a real heat event. Right now, at this time of night in Las Vegas, it's 96 degrees outside. But on Friday, it can be upwards of 110 degrees. So especially if you're coming out of Baker, and you mentioned this last night, when you've got the possibility of overheating, there is a grade that comes out of Baker.
That's right.
They tell you to turn off your air conditioner, mm-hmm. and they tell you that for a reason. So
especially the big rigs.
Mm-hmm. Especially the big rigs. And even this time of night, it can be very, very hot. And, of course, during the day, different story altogether, too. So we've got excessive heat warnings out in San Bernardino, also down into the San Diego, east of San Diego down to the Mexican border. These heat advisories continue for St. George, Utah, also for Salt Lake City, where they could have a high of 98 degrees. So if you're coming up Interstate 15 there, you're going to be into that as well. And rocketing back on down to Southern California, if you're coming across through Southern California to Palm Springs, you're also going to get into the triple digits as well. So you want to be very, very careful, of course, if you're coming across I-10.
Okay, we'll start with North Dakota tonight because North Dakota, you got a fire weather warning up there right now. I-29 all the way to the Canadian border, Fargo north, all the way up to Canada. And then in the northern part of North Dakota, north of Bismarck, over about halfway across the state, you got a fire weather warning there. The northwestern corner of Minnesota right now, fire weather warning there. You have got a watch in place for most of the rest of Minnesota tonight. However, the warm temperatures are going to be coming across there. And again, it's going to be just warm for them. And I'm sure George is going to be wearing shorts for the next 3 days up there in Minneapolis. Now, now down around, east of the Twin Cities and south, you've got a stagnant air advisory tonight right there for some of the gunk that's just floating around in the air. Just kind of settled there. This is all going to continue to move to the east, by the way, folks, and go right across I-90, I-94, and probably down to I-80 and move into the northeast to make life really miserable. Now, speaking of the northeast, the middle Atlantic states right now, North Carolina, Virginia, to include not only Cape Hatteras, but also the Chesapeake Bay area, Norfolk, Virginia Beach. You've got showers. You've got rain going on right now. There's a little bit of coastal flooding there. That's going to continue to move up towards Jersey and Delaware, and eventually it'll be going out to the ocean. But down below in Texas tonight, again, here we go, more rain. This time it's down below Corpus Christi and goes all the way to the Mexican border down there in Brownsville, up towards Harlingen, and you've got a flood watch, flood warnings down there. I do see, child, that down there is a little lone cell where they have a tornado watch going on right now down there around Brownsville.
Yes, exactly right. Yep. Yeah, not
so
good.
So be careful down there if you're going that way and you see all the lightning and stuff in the air. That could be a surprise, because down there you get caught, you're on your own. You're on the flats down there. There's nothing really to prevent it from coming your direction.
Right.
Yeah. And then coming across the Gulf, we've got some areas where we'll probably have some showers as the day goes along. We've had in Florida here, we've had afternoon showers roughly around 6, 7 o'clock at night, coming with the winds coming from the east and then blowing back against the winds coming off the Gulf, which is what causes the rain, and that's what we're going to see. But don't forget the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J. Pull in there, take advantage of the free cup of coffee you're going to get, and join the Drivers Club. Get points for the fuel you buy, the food you buy, the supplies you buy, and tell them the captain sent you. That's your key to getting in there. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.